Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we're going to talk about some upcoming events like the Kansas Wheat School, the Master Farmer, Master Farm Homemaker Program, and the Carl Program, and we'll remind everyone of the upcoming Master Gardener Program, which is February 24th. But first, for today's Did You Know? When the temperature drops, many people's favorite way of gathering warmth is a nice wood-fueled fire. Most do not think twice about what wood they throw in the fire. However, not all firewoods are created equal. The greater the dry weight of the tree, the greater the heat value they have, creating stronger, longer-lasting fires. The highest heat value for trees commonly found in McPherson County is the Osage Orange, or the hedge trees, you know, the ones that produce the hedge apples. Osage Orange, however, tends to create sparks when burning, so it is not ideal for an open fireplace. Black locust trees have the second highest heat value and can produce a nice bed of coals. Other trees that make good firewood are ash, red and bur oak, and maples, and hickory, with mulberry and silver oak trees having a slightly lesser heat value. Lightweight trees can be used as kindling for starting a fire, such as pine and poplar. And in my wheat news, Kansas Wheat RX seminars are scheduled for February 8th in Wichita and on February 9th in Hayes from 9 till 3 p.m. Wheat RX is a partnership between Kansas Wheat and K-State Research and Extension to go over the latest research recommendations for high-yielding and high-quality wheat to Kansas wheat farmers. These two Wheat RX schools will have speakers that will discuss the most up-to-date wheat research information on how to manage your wheat crop, not only for yield, but also for quality and sustainability. Registration for this event is $100 for non-members of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers. However, members, including new members, will receive free registration. Lunch and meeting material are included with the registration fee. Register online at kswheat.com. For the Master Farmer, Master Farm Homemaker Program, K-State is changing the due date for nominations for the 2022 Master Farm Families, along with making the nomination process much easier. Nominations for a family in our county are due on May 2nd. It is truly an honor to be recognized among the top farm or ranch families across Kansas. A statewide recognition program for these farm families as the class of 2022 will take place in March 2023 in Manhattan. Please help me out and nominate a special farm or ranch family in your neighborhood. Of course, our county has a long tradition of Master Farmer Homemaker winners. The Carl Program is excited to announce that applications for the next class of young farmers and ranchers, along with ag businessmen, are now available. This program helps develop leaders in agriculture, business, and rural communities. Kansas Agriculture and Rural Leadership is an extensive two-year program designed for those engaged with agriculture and rural Kansas. If you know of someone who would be a good fit for the program, you can also nominate them, as applications will be taken up to April 1st, and the interviews for potential Carl Associates will be the first week of May. In my Master Garden news, plans are now being made for our second program of the year, which will be February 24th. Katie Schmidt from Heston's Dick Arboretum will be here to give her a presentation titled Bee Hotels. Plan now to attend these free educational programs at the Extension office and improve your gardening skills. Again, this is Shad Marston with K-State Research and Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office at 620-241-1523 with any of your ag questions. I hope everyone has a warmer, safe weekend.